The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Philippe Robin. Here are today's headlines. Are we doing enough to prevent violence against women? NDG accused of ignoring citizens' concerns, and how will the green transition affect your job? Today marks the anniversary of the tragic Polytechnic shooting. Decades later, women's safety is still something Montrealers are concerned about, as 18 women were the victims of feminicide this year in Quebec. A new measure, including track kick bracelets, was announced last week by Public Security Minister Geneviève Guilbeault. Joël Jalbert has looked into the issue. Joël, what does the government's new measure imply?
The government has a plan to cut down on intimate partner violence with this year's disastrous number of femicides. And part of this new plan is the introduction of the electronic tracking bracelets. The victim would carry a device with them and the offender would wear an ankle bracelet. If the offender comes too close to the victim, the police will then get notified. I spoke about the new measure with Gawahir Atif. She is the chair and convener of the Committee on Women and Human Rights.
The step taken by Minister Guilbeault is an important one, but it is only one step. There's a lot that has to be done working with police, working with communities, identifying what is the cause of the violence against women.
So how do you think this new measure will be received by victims?
Well, this step is a great start to make victims feel safer, but there is no way to tell if the victims will even want this measure implied. I spoke with Karine Bruno. She was a close friend of Romane Bonnier, the victim of this year's 17 femicide, and she really believes the announcement of this new measure will actually at least help us as a community, as she believes femicides doesn't only affect the close friends and family.
What irritates me about violence against women in all its forms is that despite the progress we're making as a society, we all know at least one person who is affected by this problem. Even though this is violence directed at women, it affects everyone, so no one should feel indifferent about it.
And is this enough to fight violence against women?
Well, Gawahir Atif is wondering how the measure would be implemented. You know, how are we going to tell victims that they need to do this in order to feel safe? And if the victims would even be willing to carry these devices on them. She is adamant that it is only a start and femicide is much more complicated than that, and that our government needs to focus their energy on this issue.
18 femicides, and the year isn't over yet, is way too much in our province. It's unacceptable. Something has to be done, and this is a good step in the right direction.
So nonetheless, she believes that a step is better than no step.
Thank you, Joël. Feminicides have been a huge problem this year, but it is not a new issue in Montreal. 32 years ago at Polytechnique, a gunman motivated by his hatred of feminists killed 14 women and injured many more. A ceremony will be held today at noon on Facebook. Artists will gather to remember the tragic event. 200 people are set to attend the ceremony. With the recent municipal elections, the candidates of the main parties promised to address underfunding of boroughs. Yet, Ensemble Montréal city councillor expressed their disappointment at the lack of communication in the 2022 budget for NDG. Here is Hannah Tjongson with the story.
Borough budgets are usually presented at public meetings to allow councillors to make adjustments. This was not the case. The 2022 Cas des Neiges and NDG budget approval was accelerated to today without consulting its citizens nor community groups. Sean Orban, NDG resident, expresses his frustration with the lack of transparency in the borough's budgets.
I don't know enough about the budget for repairs in NDG because I haven't seen or heard anything about it in ever.
Ensemble Montréal's councillors also say that the transfer of new funds from the city centre to the borough will be limited to only 1%, while the inflation in 2021 could exceed 3%. Here is Guillaume Pelletier, press secretary in office of the official opposition.
So you know the inflation is 3% and the budget don't increase 3%. So this is one of the issues.
A council meeting for citizens to further discuss and ask questions regarding the budget and its plans will take place tonight. Hannah Tiongson, Concordia News, NDG.
Despite the risks concerning COVID and its Omicron variant, many Canadians are planning trips for 2022. Around two-thirds of Canadian travelers say they are planning a no-regrets type of adventure. Mental well-being is also a top priority for Canadian travelers who wish to escape from their stressful existence. Some experts recommend Canadians to wait until summer 2022 to leave the country due to uncertainty surrounding the Omicron variant. We are transitioning to a more eco-friendly economy, but does that mean we're all going to lose our jobs? Alexa Toguri-Lorrain reports.
Environmental organization Environ Compétences released a report on how climate change can impact employment and workforce training. The report is created for Quebec stakeholders to consider transitioning their business models to an eco-friendly learning environment and provide solutions to reduce carbon emissions. Executive Director Dominique Dodier says this approach can help employers create more job opportunities for incoming employees. What is extremely positive is that we are talking about the creation of 700,000 new jobs from now to 2024. In Quebec, we are not able to put an exact number, but we estimate the new job opportunities will be excellent. With high expectations, the learning gap between job applicants and proper training keeps growing. However, Executive Director of Montreal Youth Employment and Entrepreneurs, Aki Chitakov, says transitioning to a greener approach can attract more employees to a new industry.
So we have, the good news is that we have hiring in all sectors, and in terms of the new economy, the green economy is certainly becoming, you know, one of the critical sectors for us.
Chitakov adds that the current job market is strong and employees are more flexible in training incoming employees. However, there's no guarantee that an eco-friendly job market can sustain trends over time. Alexa Toguri-Lorrain, Concordia News, NDG.
Hundreds of schools are shut down this morning as the province receives its first snowstorm of the winter. More than 10 centimeters fell last night, and now the rain is covering the roads with ice. Car drivers can expect traffic jams in Montreal and on its bridges. Circulation should get back to normal during the afternoon, and schools are expected to be open tomorrow. Detroit Lions dedicate first win in 15 games to Oxford Community. The Edmonton Oilers captain is removed from the ice, and Formula One historic tie ahead of championship final. We turn to Jordan McKay for our sports news.
Happen. Hamilton is going to give us level pegging in the championship as he comes home to win the first Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.
Formula One fans celebrate as Lewis Hamilton won the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. He marked his 103rd career victory, leaving him tied in first place with Max Verstappen ahead of the season's final race. Though Verstappen technically leads by one win, this is the first time since 1974 that both leaders are tied in points. Their final face-off takes place next Sunday in Abu Dhabi. Verstappen was awarded the driver of the day in the race despite his second place finish. And Mercedes constructors padded their lead following this latest race. They now hold a 28-point lead over Red Bull and are expected to extend their record with 8 consecutive titles. The Vancouver Canucks fire general manager Jim Benning and head coach Travis Green after their 10th loss in 13 games. After missing the playoffs in 5 times in 6 seasons, the Canucks hope for change as they welcome Bruce Bordeaux as the head coach. Stan Simmel, who was the director of player development and a senior advisor to Benning, has been named the interim general manager for the team.
Can't be by Connor McDavid, and that's going to be a boarding penalty.
The Edmonton Oilers lose 5-1 to the Los Angeles Kings after the Oilers captain is removed from the game. Connor McDavid was dealt a major and a game misconduct following a check to Adrian Kempe in the third period. McDavid's shoulder collided with Kempe's back, slamming him face first into the boards. The Kings were awarded a 5-minute power play where they scored 3 of their 5 goals. Kempe returned to the ice to score the first of those 3 power play goals. McDavid was suspended from the game and will pay a fine of $100. The Montreal Canadiens hope to change things up as they prepare for 2 games at the Bell Centre this week. They face off with the Tampa Bay Lightning on Tuesday and the Chicago Blackhawks on Thursday.
On the opening kickoff here in Seattle, Trenton Cannon was going in for a tackle on the special teams for the 49ers and ran into his own player in the intersection as they were going for DJ Dallas.
The San Francisco 49ers faced defeat to the Seattle Seahawks after losing their backup running back in a horrifying collision. Trenton Cannon was wheeled off the field and taken away in an ambulance after a teammate's shin collided with his face. He was brought to a Seattle hospital where he was treated for a concussion but is in stable condition. He remained in hospital overnight for observation. The Seahawks went on to win the game 30-23. The Detroit Lions dedicate their first win against the Minnesota Vikings to the Oxford community. Following their win, Coach Dan Campbell gave the game ball to the victims of the Oxford High School shooting from earlier this week. After the game, Campbell gave a heartfelt speech.
This game ball goes to the whole Oxford community, all those were affected.
The nail-biter of a game resulted in the Lions' first win in 15 games, which lasted a full 365 days. They won by a single touchdown to end the game 29-27 on Sunday. The Vikings hope to turn things around as they host Pittsburgh on Thursday night, while the Lions head to Denver for Sunday. In CFL news, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers held their own against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders Sunday. Their 21-17 win means the Blue Bombers are heading to the Grey Cup. Despite the rocky play, Winnipeg will advance to face off against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. This match is reported to be a rematch between the two teams who played for the Cup in 2019. Back then, Winnipeg defeated the Tiger Cats and claimed the Grey Cup. The Blue Bombers will face Hamilton on their home turf for the Cup December 12th.
Thank you, Jordan. An Italian volleyball player got pranked for over 15 years and lost over $1 million to a woman who pretended to be a model who had a crush on him. They exchanged phone calls and text messages but never met in person. She pretended to have a heart issue, and that's what motivated her need for money. Roberto Casaneca said he fell in love with that voice, call after call. Professional volleyball players earn $30,000 a year on average. That means he spent 35 times his yearly salary on this fake relationship. Many people had pity for him and started a GoFundMe to try to cover the money he lost to this scam. Please do not despair. Today's terrible weather will not last. The sun should shine for the rest of the week, with chances of light snowfall on Friday. Saturday is going to be the warmest day of the week with a great 7 degrees in the afternoon. Sunday will be a bit cooler, but the sun should be shining. Enjoy this good weather while it lasts, because Montreal is expected to receive a lot of snow next week. That's your news to 11:27. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Philippe Aubin.